Kenneth Hodge, and the Honorable William Kirkland, Kenny Hodge for President, the Honorable William Kirkland for Vice President of the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304. Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. That's how we get started on the podcast from now till after election. There was a major snafu with being slated as 180 degrees new direction on the ballot. But I would like to say, let me clarify something, because I had harsh words for the judge of election, and I still have harsh words for him. But in this case, there may be a explanation as to what happened, and the explanation might not be an intentional attempt to sabotage slating 180 degrees new direction. And let me explain. There were multiple instructions sent to all the candidates on how mailing lists should be requested, how slates should be requested. And one of the many copies that were sent out did specify you have to certify the request. I failed to do that in time. So 180 degrees will not be part of the slate. But Kenny Hodge for local president, the Honorable William Kirkland for vice president, that will still, those two individuals will still stand strong. Now, I want to say to the judge of elections on my podcast, just like I talk negatively about you, in this case, it appears that you were not intentionally the culprit. But I do hope that since I did not follow the last set of instructions you sent to the letter, I got to take that. But I really do hope that when it's time to count the ballots, that since there are only three names on your sheet, you and two other assistants, I hope on ballot night there's not four people there. And if there is, I hope you account for that extra person in the correct manner. Let's talk about our podcast. I'm going to start this podcast conversation off with tonight at 7 p.m. There's going to be a special live Block Talk Radio Hodge to Hodge podcast where I'm going to be podcasting with members out of Columbus, Ohio. There are some concerns that we're going to address, and I want to say before we address those concerns, this happens while I'm not in my position. Because if I am the active president, what we're going to talk about tomorrow never happens. So please, I know I put a little teaser out there, and it's not tomorrow, it's tonight. Friday night, 7 o'clock, live on Block Talk Radio, Branch President Hodge speaks to members from Columbus, Ohio. And I guess when I say I speak to members, that's kind of incorrect for the show we're going to have this evening. Members are going to speak to me. And members are going to speak to me, and they're going to let you in on some of what we call the goings-on in Columbus, Ohio. When most people are asleep, let me tell you how the union runs their business. Tune in tonight, 7 o'clock live. We're going to have a conversation with Columbus, Ohio members. It's election season. All the candidates are hanging their flyers up about the building. And let me tell you something. Choice is an excellent option. I think you've probably got more people running for office in Columbus than you've seen on a ballot in quite some time. After tonight's show, it might narrow that list down just a little bit. But hey, just remember, I only report or bring to light what's going on. I don't make it go on. But again, it's election season. People are getting out talking to you. Just remember, when you think about candidates, think about a candidate who talks to you every day, not just because it's election season. Think about a candidate who always has your best interests in mind. I say to Indiana and Kentucky and the rest of Ohio outside of Columbus, that candidate you want to think about is Kenneth Hodges, and I'm running with William Kirkland. Trust us to deliver to you a brand new local headquarters, one that you will be very proud of. And if you notice, I named the areas surrounding Columbus with respect to Local 304, because I say adamantly to Columbus, Ohio, you know the work that I do. Yeah, you don't have to really be a fan of Kenneth Hodges to be a fan of the work that Ken Hodges does for you. See, I'm not looking for friends per se. I want you to make a selection for the person that you feel, if I was really in trouble, who would I want representing me? Because if that is me, and me being your current branch president, Kenneth Hodges, then that also means you're going to be comfortable with any of the stewards on the staff. Because if I'm elected your local president, that's part of my responsibility, training the branch presidents and the steward. And I'm going to live up to that responsibility because it is desperately needed. And to the drivers, the pit operators in Columbus, Ohio, I noticed that we are still putting up resistance to the traffic pattern. Come on, mail handlers, stop. I mean, just stop. I don't know any other way to say that to you. If management redesigned the pattern, how dare you go against it? If the pattern or the new traffic flow requires you to use additional time to go from point A to point B, let me break it down to you in a different terms for you. When you continue to take shortcuts and cut through those aisles and drive the wrong way on a one-way direction pattern, or you don't drive on the main section designated for drivers, you drive in the off areas where you stack mail at. Listen, you keep on taking those shortcuts, and know what's going to happen? You're going to keep shaving time off of the runs that, if you did it right, the amount of time it takes you to circle that building. And you keep on shaving that time, and then guess what? Up pops that F1 scheduler. Now that F1 scheduler says, well, we have allocated low numbers, for example, and to make sure we all stay together on this, we've allocated 5 minutes for this run that will circle the building. But wait a minute. It is the driver's demonstrated performance, or based on their clock rings, they're only using 1 minute, 30 seconds. What do you think the post office is going to do? They're going to give you that 1 minute, 30 seconds. Now you're going to be inside your feelings, and now you're going to want to do things the right way. Well, we've just evaluated you at what you've been doing. Now you want to do it the right way, which means there's going to be a conflict between you and management. And you as the mail handler, are creating additional unnecessary work for your union to try to defend. And I know I cut that whole cow up just to get one steak, but I want to say to the mail handlers, come on, let's get into the driving pattern flow. If you find yourself going the wrong way on a one-way, stop, turn around, because that's how you get used to doing it the correct way. Not asking a lot, mail handlers. I'm asking you to protect your job. See, because right in front of your eyes, for those of you who don't follow the bid procedures or the bidding process, they are reverting jobs. Yeah, they're taking away jobs. And you see, when your union don't let you know what jobs are being reverted, then you don't know, as I like to say, the power play that should take place. And what I mean by that, let me explain. When they revert your job, let's say, for example, you're a loader on the SPSS or the bundle sorter, and they took one of the mail handlers away. Now that leaves one mail handler to load four or five belts. Well, let me say this to you, all right? If you can load four or five, God bless you, and go ahead and load them up and keep it moving. But now remember, you got to do that all the time, every day. No, it's not just one time. You may go get you an energy drink and knock it out because you're giving extra discretionary effort to your supervisor. No, you're going to need to do that every day. And I'm going to be the first to tell you, the post office does not design jobs that will require you to work at that pace, because that's going to break you down. And when you get broke down, you may never stand up straight again. So when I said all that to say, when you see jobs being reverted, see, this is what an educated union does. We start to keep an eye on that area, because as soon as you can, not as soon as, but when you bring other people over, and when I say other people, that's including management, to do the job that you just reverted, see, we now start to get documentation together to get that job back. But if you never know, or you have no knowledge that they reverted the job, then you have no way or no reason to look for anything in the way of you take away a job and have someone else come and do it. Because they tell me, I don't know how true it is, because I'm usually asleep that time of night, that the clerks work on the apps. The clerks on tour one with the acting MDO they currently have do a lot of mail handler work. Now, I got to tell you, because I'm not privy to the grievance procedure, I don't know what kind of grievances are being filed. But if it's on tour one, based on what this podcast is going to be about 7 o'clock tonight, I'm probably going to understand why a lot more grievances aren't being filed. But we'll get back to that. But I want you to understand, this is what I mean by an educated union. Okay, they reverted several jobs. They reverted a job in any area. I just picked a bundle sorter or SPSS as an example. But anytime they revert any job, as mail handlers, we have to be on the lookout to see, are you reverting and then still having someone do the job? Because if that's happening, then you need the position. Why revert it or abolish it? So come on, mail handlers, let's each one teach one, and let's all get together and strengthen this situation up. Because I'm telling you, even though, you know, management's got their mail handlers that they keep in their pocket, and let's call it like it really is. I mean, we don't have to name names. I'm sure everybody in the building knows who they are. But it might be a good thing if you learn how to turn that around and use it for us. So when you see these jobs being abolished, in the hallway, there's a bulletin board where management, not the union board, where management posts bids, reversions. Look at that and check that out. Find out what those jobs are, and then be a benefit to your union as we begin to look at those jobs and we ensure if they're going to put additional personnel in a job that's been abolished or reverted, then we get active and we bring that job back. Like I told you in the beginning of the podcast, Kenneth Hodge, local president, National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304, the Honorable William Kirkland for vice president of National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304. Together, I guarantee you, we're going to do things in our local that's going to benefit the members. Our training is going to be off the hook. I guarantee you there's going to be no other local with the amount of training that I'm going to pump into Local 304. And again, that training is going to be at all levels. We are going to get more knowledgeable. We are going to become so comfortable with our knowledge level that, yes, management will have a real reason to understand that when you negotiate with 304, you might want to really be prepared, because we will be. Vote Kenny Hodge, president. William Kirkland, vice president. Help make this a reality.